Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Cut and Blue Podcast post-match reaction. I'm your host Dan Rowlandson, joined by Frankie Maguire to discuss Ajax 0, Aston Villa 0. Aston Villa's return to knock out European football ends in a little bit of a damp squib in the end, doesn't it, really, Frankie? Feel like coming onto a podcast going, not a lot to say about that. We'll probably keep this relatively short. Nice to be back in this kind of competition, of course, and having something on it. Villa versus Ajax, big kind of sexy tie. For the first half in particular, I thought, you know, professional performance and all those kind of things, kind of getting used to playing in this kind of European competition, but very uneventful, I suppose.
Yeah, uneventful tie. It sort of reminded me when I used to watch Unai Emery's football teams in Europe like 10 years ago when he was, you know, at Sevilla and Valencia. And I sort of remember displays a little bit like that, a bit cagey, a little bit sort of defensively disciplined and holding teams out. And that's kind of what we did tonight, actually. And I thought, you know, how exciting was it, you know, all through the day looking at Twitter or WhatsApp, seeing so many Villa fans out in Amsterdam along the canal, singing along, you know, singing funny songs at people dressed as dinosaurs, and then going to the stadium tonight and just seeing Villa there again. I know, like, you know, we obviously play big teams all the time in, you know, in the Premier League, but there's just something special about it, isn't there? Seeing it at Ajax and an environment in which I haven't seen us playing for a very, very long time. And the atmosphere is really high energy. And that's something that players have to adapt to and get used to. You know, Europe is a different experience. And I thought, actually, you know, I don't know how popular an opinion this is. Whilst it was an uneventful game, I actually thought it was quite I thought defensively, at least, it was quite a mature performance. We're constantly catching them offside.
Mature is a good word, yeah.
Yeah, barely really gave them much of a chance, really. I thought Emi Martinez's positioning was very good. He was constantly getting the ball away, caught them offside a lot. I think they had maybe one big chance that was for Taylor in the second half, which was a great save from Martinez. But overall, I thought we looked like a team that defensively was quite experienced in Europe, given that we're only just back for the first time in a long time. But going forward, on the ball, not great. That's definitely where we need to improve.
What did you think of the team selection? John McGinn rested, I suppose, save for Sunday, I suppose, comes on obviously in the second half, 60th minute, something like that off the top of my head. A little bit of a strange decision, I felt, but you kind of feel like Spurs is maybe the more important of the two this week, and you almost feel like you play for the draw, I suppose, away from home, and you try and beat them at Villa Park, which I do think we'll do. I do think we'll progress to the next round of the Conference League. A few comments coming through saying it was a poor performance. I don't know if I'll go as far to say it was poor. It wasn't, certainly wasn't very inspiring going forward, as you mentioned, but professional, mature is probably the right word. I don't ever feel like Emery will go into a game going, I'm going to play for the draw here, I'll take the draw. But 0-0 away from home in the first leg is not, by no means, a bad result.
No, particularly not. You know, again, like, I know Ajax haven't been playing well this season, but actually I thought tonight they were high energy. I thought first half particularly they were pressing us very well, and they were, you know, pressing forward out wide quite pretty well. But like I say, I mean, Villa, our wing-backs got through so much, or our wide players got through so much work today. Morgan Rogers and Diaby constantly getting back. And at times it looked like in the first half, there were six of us at the back. And, you know, Ajax really struggled to get through that, apart from maybe one time Robbie got through. So overall, you know, I think defensively it was a mature display, as I said. But yeah, I can understand why people might think it was a poor performance. And that's fair enough. I mean, that's a fair view. But I don't think it was. I think it was a good European display. And, you know, we didn't concede. Yes, it would have been nice if we could have, you know, got a goal, maybe burgled one right at the end there when we had a free kick in a corner. But it just wasn't to be. And just next week, we take the results of Villa Park, where the atmosphere is going to be absolutely rocking. You know, they're going to pose a threat to us as well. You know, they've got some decent players. And I thought their two centre-backs, Kaplan and Atto, looked really good for two young players. But I'm absolutely certain we can cause them a lot of damage at Villa Park next week.
Yeah, me too. Pau Torres obviously started the game, which is great to see. Then comes off at half-time. Now, we can only speculate at this point. There's been no quotes from Unai Emery that I've seen yet anyway, and he will 100% be asked about that by John if nobody else does. Yeah. If that was the plan, to give him 45 minutes and then change it to Cash, fair enough. That's absolutely fine. Give him some game time before Sunday.
Yeah.
If he's come off as a precaution for another injury, that is a concern. So for the next minute or two of the podcast, we are absolutely speculating which side of the coin it is. But obviously, we will all be hoping that that was the plan. Give him 45 minutes and bring him off regardless.
I'm veering towards thinking it might have been, like I say, it's speculation, just that he's played so infrequently over the last 2 months and such a big game coming at Spurs. Maybe this was a good opportunity to give him a good run out against an intense opposition. It is a bit of a worry this injury has got. It doesn't seem like it's anything like very obviously, clearly wrong, but it's just there must be some muscle problem that he's feeling that Emery taking with him. Maybe that was the same thing with McGinn tonight. Maybe there was just something that he thought before the game, don't want to play him the full 90 and just, don't take too big a risk if there is a slight problem either one of them.
Yeah. I know that people don't enjoy a moan about the referee in the comments of this podcast, but we have to mention it. This isn't a slate the referee, what a terrible performance, he should never referee again, which might be the opinion of some. It's disrupted the game. It disrupted the flow of the game, and we're talking about it being a mature performance at the back and being a little bit disjointed going forwards. I'm not going to blame the referee for Aston Villa not scoring. When the game gets so bitty, especially towards the end, it's difficult to kind of keep a momentum going, keep a flow going, because every 2 minutes there's a stoppage in play for a lot of things that I thought, it's not even a free kick. Some of the yellow cards that were given, I thought, it's not a foul. It seems to be a lot going against us. I don't know. It felt a very poor performance by the referee. But I'm not put the result down to that. But having that disruption certainly does not help Unai Emery's style of football to be so broken down like that.
Oh, absolutely. It was. It's quite rare. I think I see a defensive refereeing display as abject as that. It was. I very rarely go after referees just because I think it's a bit of a pointless endeavor, really. But every now and again, you will see a performance that just warrants discussion and affects the game. And it was absolutely terrible display, I thought. And I think it disrupted both sides. I think for us, Brian Brobby, jumping into Clement Longley, like a WWE wrestler. And it just carries on. It's a corner. Konsa, I thought the two yellow cards were very, very weak. I think Konsa shouldn't have put his hand on the ball. I thought that was a bit of inexperience in Europe there doing that for the first booking. Cash getting a booking for nothing. Zaniolo getting a booking for nothing.
Oh, the Zaniolo one was ridiculous.
It winds players up, so makes players more likely to perform fouls, but also it leaves players unsure of what's going to happen next. So, if they're a bit more physical, if they try and hold a defender off, or if they're a defender and they try and hold a striker off, you're sort of in the back of your mind thinking, is he just going to give a foul for this now? There was just so many poor decisions tonight that, after that, I'm not sure UEFA can look at him and think they can put him back in the tournament, because it was really poor and it did disrupt the game and probably has had an impact upon how both teams were able to perform. And going forward, it means that both teams have key players suspended for, to be honest, nothing. And the concert sending off, he was pulled down. It's just...
Nah. I know the Konsa one was ridiculous. I thought he'd had a pull from the Ajax player as well. Strange decision from the referee. There's a couple of comments asking whether Konsa is out. He misses the return fixture. Obviously, he doesn't miss any Premier League fixtures, so he won't play at Villa Park next weekend. And Michael says, "Can we appeal the Konsa red card? It seems harsh." I'm not sure you can appeal a second booking. To be honest, I think it has to be a straight red for an appeal. So Konsa will miss next week. If Villa win the game next week without Konsa, which they absolutely can do, you can have some kind of silver lining to say Konsa gets a week's rest and is ready for the West Ham game, which is a stupid way of looking at it probably. But if Pau Torres is available this weekend, you've got your best defence for Spurs. Konsa has the midweek fixture off. We hopefully get through the game against Ajax in the second leg, and then Konsa's back for Premier League action. So in a roundabout way, it may not be the end of the world, but to lose a player of Konsa's quality to such a two stupid bookings is very annoying. And hopefully we're not talking this time next week about we lost the tire out of the competition. Konsa was a huge miss, because it will come back to this referee decision.
It will, absolutely. And two, I mean, to be fair, when Konsa for the first yellow went down, I don't think he should have put his hand on it. That was a bit silly, but at the same time, he was actually fouled. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like I say, very rare that I have a go at a referee as much as this, but I just think it was a really bad display. But like you say, you know, there is a sort of vague silver lining there, and maybe having a week off might not be the worst thing.
That's me clutching at straws there for World Cup got set it off. What did you make of Ajax? Me and John did the preview and we were both confident that we'd win tonight and win next week and go through, and I'd still believe we'll go through, but that was not how I thought the game would play out. I expected Ajax to have the ball and come at us, but we kind of just let them play and sat off ourselves a little bit. I didn't expect, not that Ajax to be that good, but I did think we'd definitely score, so for it to be 0-0 is surprising in that sense. Were they better than you expected, Ajax, or was it just that the game was broken up so much that was in part how the game played out?
Yeah, I think they were better than I probably expected. Although I did think, you know, they won at the weekend and, you know, they have improved their form from their abject early season form. I was kind of hoping we'd have a repeat of RZ, you know, when we went out there and beat them 4-1, just ran away with it. But tonight, I think as soon as I heard that atmosphere, I knew, no, this is not going to be like that. It's, you know, it's going to be something for our players to adapt to and get used to. It's not something that you don't hear such an intense atmosphere that often in the Premier League. It's just different. It's a different environment, different players, different styles. And it is, like I say, you know, it's our first season back in Europe for a long time. So that's something we've got to get used to. We saw a similar event against Lechia Warsaw away when their atmosphere was also very, very intense. And, you know, these are professional footballers. They're used to it. They can deal with it. But it is, you know, it is just different. And I'm sure that helped Ajax as well. I'm sure it energised them. I'd say having Jordan Henderson probably hasn't hurt them. You know, he's a Champions League winning player. He's a very, very experienced England international. So having him in the middle probably, you know, with such, you know, a glut of young players around him, I'd say he's probably been quite a good addition for them as well. And I thought they were very high energy. I thought we were pretty poor playing out. I think second half we got a little bit better. We were a little bit more intense pressing forward. And I would say there were one or two occasions when we pressed their keeper, I thought they looked a little bit shaky playing it out from the back. So that might be something we try and exploit next week. But I think for a team that's quite young, and particularly with two young centre-backs who I thought were excellent, actually, Atto and Kaplan, you know, I thought that was quite an impressive display from them, albeit that I think Villa could have been a bit better. Well, could have been a lot better going forward.
Yeah. Would you put this down as a good result? Are you happy with a 0-0 away from home in this game? I mean, obviously, your opinion is irrelevant. It's not going to change the result, but are you happy with that? Would you have taken a draw before the game?
I think I would, yeah. Yeah. I think if the away goals were still a thing, I'd be pretty disappointed if we didn't get one, because I'd be slightly concerned that they might burger one next week. But I think the display itself was quite mature. You look quite European, and hence the Emery effect. You know, a manager has been there, done it, won the Europa League 4 times, and understands probably the sort of energy levels you can exert on Thursday nights with games coming at the weekend as well. So, I think I'd have taken a draw before the game, particularly at the start of the game when I heard that atmosphere and the way it started with their high energy. I thought, no, I'll take it. So, yeah, not too disappointed, even though, like I say, I appreciate some people might think that was a poor performance. I don't think it was.
No, I don't either. John asked me yesterday, Tuesday, I think it was, for the preview, whether I'd take a draw. And I said I would if we go through the tie, because I think we'll win at Villa Park. So in that sense, yes. In isolation, a draw feels like, you know, we should, I know it's away and whatever else, but we have a good quality side. We've got Unai Emery. There's no doubt that we could have won that game. Yeah. So in that sense, you think, well, a draw is not as good as that. So no, I wouldn't take it. But yeah, I think we'll win at Villa Park and we'll progress through the tie. And you kind of look at this game and go, well, you can't win them all, can you? You're not going to win every single game in every single competition that you're in. So if we draw this week, if we draw this game and beat Spurs and beat Ajax this time next week, it's a brilliant week, a fantastic week.
And it's a great experience for the players as well. Like I said, playing in that atmosphere, that massive stadium there, an iconic team and stadium like Ajax Stadium. And, because this team are going to be in Europe hopefully next season again. Looks certain that we will. And there's a good chance we'll be playing at a very high level, possibly even Champions League. And this is actually a very good experience for this team as a collective to have played in this type of game tonight, to play in a knockout game like it is, you know, two-legged knockout game. And, you know, as well, we're playing Morgan Rogers and Timo Rogenham, who are, you know, I think it's their first starts this season, possibly, for Villa. You know, a great experience for both of them as well. I thought Rodgers looked quite handy, actually, and did a lot of good defensive work. Even though he looks like a player who's still very much, you know, raw and in development, and, you know, we need to give him time to get up to it. I think Robinham had some good moments, some other moments where he probably made the wrong choice. But like I say, you know, we started with those two players who don't have a great level of experience. And so, to be honest, it's not that bad a result at all.
Yeah. Definitely not. I don't want this to appear doom and gloom. We've drawn a game away at Ajax and we're going, oh, bloody hell, we should have won. Like, I think it's if we progress through next week, it's a fine result. If we lose next week, obviously it was a bad result this weekend. It's a two-legged affair, isn't it? We're only 50% of the way through to assess whether this was a good or a bad result. So, yes, if we'd have won 3-0, it would have been a brilliant result. But a draw, I think, is absolutely fine. I'm going to read a couple of comments. Martinez has to stay at all costs, says Jay. First of all, he kept us in the game a couple of times. I thought he made a couple of great saves, as per usual. He always does. Yeah. Sourat says, disappointing. Can see us going out next week. Oh, come on, Sourat. I massively disagree with that. I think we'll win next week. Yeah. Captain Hindsight, great name, says, we could have lost as well, considering the first half performance. That is some good hindsight. Yes, yeah, fair. Ajax had their moments as well, of course. So a draw in that sense is a fair result. Daniel asks, is one away win in four not concerning? Villa fans were extremely confident we'd win all of these, and we haven't. Not competition winning form. I'm guessing that's one away win in Europe.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, possibly. But I do think the atmosphere has an impact in these games, of something that we're not quite used to. But having said that, now we're in this two-legged affair system. If you're not great away, but you win at Villa Park, you're going to progress through to the next round. So, well, generally speaking. Rachel says, if Ajax had won, they would have put 10 men behind the ball next week, which now they can't really do, which is spot on. If they'd have won tonight, next week would have been potentially nasty in terms of hard to break them down and things like that. And finally, I'm going to flash this one up because I'm not going to be able to pronounce the name, and I'm hoping you're going to help me. He says, lads, fourth message and no shout out. I think all things considered, 0-0 is a great result away from home, considering we were somber.
Owen O'Herlihy,
maybe?
I think, yeah.
If you can give us the phonetic spelling, Owen O'Herlihy, I'll give you another shout out. I thought it was a fine performance. I don't think we need to overanalyze too much. I don't know what I mean by this, but it felt very European. It felt like a very European game. I don't know what I mean by that, but it felt like that.
It felt Unai Emery Europe. Yeah. That's what it felt like.
Yeah. It was exactly that.
It was. It felt exactly like it was. Yeah. And like it's I say, you know, he's a coach who's been there and done it. Four Europa Leagues, severe.
But it did feel different to an Aston Villa Premier League game. The way we approached it felt strange. And I don't know how it will be next week, because obviously we have to come out and win the game. So maybe that will feel more like a Premier League game. But away from home, that felt very Unai Emery, grind out a result, kind of just get the job done.
Yes.
Get the job half done and then do the business in your home fixture. That's how it felt to me. So I'm not saying that this is a bad result by any means. I think, like I said, I don't think Emery was playing for the draw, but he will think that's fine. We're halfway there. We go again next week.
And that's been one of the biggest surprises for me with Emery at Villa, is just how proactive and attacking we are as a football team. Because I always associated him kind of, you know, when I used to watch his teams in Spain in particular, with being quite a pragmatic coach. He's clearly adapted and changed that. And the performance tonight was a little bit more like what I remember from him. And that's probably, to be honest, from watching his teams in Europe. So, you know, maybe it's just something that he's figured out in Europe, and that's maybe the way to approach it. But I think I would take the result tonight. I'm totally happy with it. It's fine.
Yeah. One more comment here, just to open up a wider point from the Captain Deadpool, who says, as an Ajax fan, I thought the intensity of our team was great. It was probably the best game we've played defensively this season, which is interesting.
The point
I wanted to kind of raise is that we get carried away, and I hold my hands up and get carried away as, we're one of the favourites, we should go to the final, we should be winning. That is me, of course. But things like tonight can happen where the atmosphere is good. Ajax play their best game defensively of the season, and that is difficult for Villa. And things like the Ezri Konsa yellow card, which you think, what was that for?
That could
have changed. If that's at half time, that could have changed today, and it could change next week as well. And you go, oh, we're out because of that. Yeah. that was not in our hands. That was not out of, that was out of our control. So I do think it's a bit of a learning experience to go, yes, whilst we're one of the favourites, and it'll pop up with the percentages of how who's likely to win, and Villa are like top with, I think it was 70 or 80% I saw earlier this afternoon of getting to all the way to the final, which, yeah, you look at the teams left in and think we are one of the favourites, but definitely, the team you're playing could have this the game of their season, and a silly thing like a red card out of nowhere could happen, and all of a sudden you're out of the competition. So it's probably a little bit of a learning curve for me, as much as anyone else, to go, right, okay, it is one game at a time at this stage, and there's no better person than Unai Emery who will understand that.
Absolutely. And I think the Ajax fan was right. I thought they were youthful and intense, and I think having Jordan Henderson in the middle probably did help them, to be honest. And I thought it was an impressive display, particularly from their two centre-backs, Atto and Kaplan. Atto looks a real talent. Yeah, a lot of money for him one day, I think.
Just one final stupid thing I wanted to mention before we go, because we are going to wrap up in a second. I've been watching the game at my dad's this evening, obviously doing the podcast from here, because I've still got no Wi-Fi at home for another week, which is ridiculous. But yeah, here we are. And I was late. I'd missed the first 5 minutes or so, and I came in, and I was kind of had the baby, and I was doing other things, and I just kind of, there's the game, like trying to take in as much as I could. And I misheard the commentator for Brian Brobby.
Yeah.
I just heard Blobby, and then all I could picture was Blobby, 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 Mr. Blobby running around the picture. Yeah. Every time we got the ball, all I could hear was Blobby, and I was like,
I tell you what, knowing how clumsy Mr. Blobby used to be, he'd have been red carded by that ref within about 10 seconds of the game starting. Imagine trying to hold him off, our defenders. Good lord,
I'd love to see Mr. Blobby on a football pitch now.
Yeah, why don't you know? Stop the raid games. I need to bring Mr. Blobby on for the last 10 minutes. Zinedine taking off, Blobby in the middle.
Oh, I'll just lump it in the box for Mr. Blobby. He'll get his head on it. Blobby, Blobby, Blobby. I'll call it a day there. Right, thanks for joining me, Frankie. A nice short stream, this one, because, as we said at the start, not masses to speak about. But thanks, everyone, for tuning in live. If you're watching this on catch-up, then get involved in the YouTube comment section with your thoughts. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever other platforms are out there, if you could leave us a 5-star review, that would be greatly appreciated by me and the team. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow, in fact, with a Spurs preview. That'll be me and Kendrick for a change, because there's no kind of official press conference with it being a post-European game. So John will be travelling back from Amsterdam, and there'll be like a Premier League Productions presser where it's a few basic questions and a cameraman and not much more than that. So hopefully we'll learn a little bit more about Pau Torres either tonight or tomorrow, and we'll build up to the Spurs game, which is huge, isn't it? Back to Premier League action. He beat Spurs at the weekend, but are in a great position for the top five, possibly the top four. We'll be building up to that one very soon. Thank you, Frankie. Thanks, everyone, for watching, and we'll see you tomorrow.